I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
If Chrishell gets a GLAAD award this year, I'm jumping out the Brooklyn Bridge.
If Chrishell's on the Out 100 up. And we
oh
have
my God.
Yet.
If Chrishell is on the Out 100,
I'm leaving the community.
I'll cry laughing.
I'll turn straight.
I'm dyking out, you're dyking out. Let's dyke out together. See what it's all about.
Hi, and welcome to Dyking Out, a podcast that makes you feel a little more gay and a little less lonely. I'm Carolyn Bergier.
I'm Melody Kamali, and today we're dyking out with writer and editorial director Carinza Cadenas.
We have an announcement.
Just one.
Yeah, a little baby announcement. November 7th, we have our New York Comedy Fest show at Stonewall. That is a Monday. Not that many tickets left, so you might want to get on it.
Anyways, let's get to the burning questions. Carolyn, what is the gayest thing you did this week?
I mean, it was a show week, so we had our show at Stonewall. That's always pretty gay. I do think the gayest thing of my week is going to happen tonight. I'm seeing Melissa Etheridge's off-Broadway musical, and yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for that. Cecilia and I are going. And then I thought, well, why not the following week get a ticket to see Jill Sobule's musical, Yeah, Fuck the Seventh Grade is a musical she's been working on for a while. Jill Sobule, past guest of the podcast, has performed on our Stonewall shows, and they were both interviewed together about their respective musicals coming out that they both created, about their like lived experiences. Though Jill's is more like less about, it's not about her musical career, it's just about how much the Seventh Grade sucked in like those years of your life. So I'm excited to check that out. She's been working so hard on it. But that's next week.
That's next week.
The gayest thing that I truly did this week was obsess over a queer actor, Jen Tulloch from Severance.
Mm.
And Jen plays a straight, or well, somebody in a heteronormative marriage on the show. I guess we don't know if the character is queer. People contain multitudes. And I've been following her on Instagram. Her handle is surefineokay, and I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with her. She's been posting pictures of her hanging out with Leisha Haley and Kate Menig. I'm like, is she going to be on Gen Q? I don't know.
I mean, who isn't at this point?
Right? It'd be insulting if she wasn't, frankly. I'm like about to deep dive into the rest of the work she's done. Okay, so she had a reel that she did that this is what made me feel like almost like a baby gay again, because I watched it an obsessive number of times. And the caption is, bitter childhood friend in British rom-com who is now posh congratulates bride who is happy still living in small hometown. And it's just this like little character reel she does with a British accent. And I find it so funny and so charming. And I'm just obsessed with it. And I watched it over and over. And I went to show Cecilia. And I like, I DM'd it to people who like never responded. And I'm like, oh, this is just me. And I am just having like this gay spiral over Jen. And I like commented on it. And then she did like winky kiss face emoji. And I'm like, we're married now.
She's queer. I just pulled up her Instagram, yeah, and she made a post for National Coming Out Day.
Yes. And she's been posting about Iran.
I know. I was like, see that. She posted Shervin's song. So we love this ally.
Yes.
She can hang.
She's great. So I recommend.
You said you weren't sure if her relationship was queer or not. I'm like, no, this is a queer.
No, I meant on the show Severance, her character is married to a man.
Gotcha.
But that doesn't always mean that you're straight, right? We're not making assumptions anymore.
Nope.
Yeah, she has another one that says, when you're enjoying your lactaid al fresco and she walks by wearing the same carpal tunnel brace as you, and it's just a reel of her with like milk coming out of her nose and mouth. Like, it's, I don't know. I'm obsessed with this person.
As someone who had a carpal tunnel brace that was exacerbated by lesbian sex, I find that so relatable.
Yes. Like, I don't know. I just think that she's hot and brilliant and charming and talented, and I'm obsessed, and this spiral is just so gay.
Okay, a spiral. Yeah.
Well, I feel like my gayest things for a while have been like, I went to this event, I went to that event. And
we need you to be more conceptual.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, this week,
yeah,
I really need to think, like, what are those moments in my day to day that aren't explicitly me attending an LGBTQ event?
I feel like mine are usually more conceptual, but this time I'm like, well, I looked at the list and saw you had things that looked like very gay events. So I tried to come up with hard gay activity.
So you didn't look at the list and see Melissa Etheridge, Jill Sobule, and assume that I had a threesome?
No. Not to say that the way your dating life hasn't been heading in that direction. Wasn't my first thought yet.
Yeah, don't count me out. All right. Well, Melody, what's the gayest thing then for you?
Okay. I went to a dyke birthday party over the weekend, did drink, so did not drive home, and went to sleep over my friend's who works in media and had L-word screeners.
It was very late at night. I knew I would royally fuck up the rest of my day, even week, if I committed to watching two. There was the first two episodes of Gen Q this season, but I couldn't not. So I stayed up all night watching them. And I don't know if I should have, because now all I want to do is talk about it. And I don't have anyone to talk about it with, except for the person I saw it with. But like, I just want to say it's the show we know and love is back. It's very much back in a major way. It's very, very Gen Q. It's very L word. It's very, I don't know.
Melody, you've just given me an amazing idea, a premise for a lesbian horror movie. And it's that all these lesbians are like watching the L word, but you're not allowed to talk about it.
I can't.
Like the torture.
Because it's
torture.
Killing me right now. Because it's a ridiculous show. It's a very, and I just want to scream about it with someone. And I got to wait a month? So I'll wait patiently, but get excited. I don't know. I feel like I'm bragging. That's not a good gaze thing.
I feel like you're bragging too, Melody. What else you got?
Well, I'm sorry. I was actually just watching footage of a revolution for the last 3 weeks, and that's literally all I have. I have not left my apartment. Every day I wake up and I watch traumatizing footage from Iran. Please keep amplifying Iranian voices. It is a massacre in some parts of Iran, but these are some of the bravest women, girls, boys, non-binary people, like queer people. Everyone's repressed there. So they're fighting back and it's so inspirational. And yeah, that is, I have not left my apartment much. I need to find a healthier way to bear witness to all of this and be able to live a functional life because it has not been functional. Yeah. And it's been hard. I think any Iranian listening can agree. What's gay? What else? I didn't have to leave the apartment to do this. I worked on an Autostraddle essay. Autostraddle's doing for Halloween a queer sex horror stories series. So that's sexy.
Actually,
what?
It sounds a little traumatic.
I know.
Like, yeah.
It's like, no,
queer
things
sex
that
horror.
Went.
And I'm like,
yeah, the way it was pitched, it was like, you say the wrong name in sex, you lose a butt plug in a sphincter, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to make mine like Halloween-y. Stay tuned for that. I mean, honestly, I did have a deadline mid-September, but it was like right when Iran was going down. You saw me in our Airbnb sobbing and trying to write a funny story, and it was not working. So they gave me an extension, and it'll come out probably next week. And if it's not good, just know I'm like using the Iranian pass for everything. You know, it's been hard. Everything's been hard. I get a pass for the foreseeable future. Thank you so much. No, but it's been fun to write, and I forgot I liked writing. We talk about it in the episode, but I did used to write, and maybe I'll get back into it.
Yeah. Well, Melody, maybe you'll get a pass on that article. I also hope you get a pass for using the S word just a couple moments ago when talking about it.
What S word?
You know, the one that only you're not allowed to say.
There are so many words that people have come at me for. Oh, my God. Yeah, that word.
Because there's a certain S word that Melody just said when describing the piece she wrote for Autostraddle. That S word is being used a lot this season. It's being used specifically before the word season. It's being used with reckless abandon by everybody. Parties have this word in the title. It's being used more than the word Halloween.
I've seen it.
In October.
Year.
I'm seeing it more than Halloween. And the only person I know who has had their hand slapped for using it is one Melody Kamali, who last year, someone on Instagram said,
as a listener,
you can't say that. It's a racist.
it's a
racist
slur.
Term. It's a slur. Or it has like racist origins. And every time I see that word now, or I see somebody use it, no matter what race they are, I am in the comments looking to see.
Me too. I'm obsessed.
If
ever
somebody
since I got called in
has corrected them or called them in, and I'm like, nope, it's still only Melody. Melody is the only person I know who's been called in for using this word.
And I really had made a concerted effort for the rest of last year's bleep season. And this one, this year, I've not typed it. Maybe I've let it slip, like, just now on the record.
Yeah.
But I've never seen, anyone else.
I feel like it's taunting you. It's been cracking me up the past few weeks because it's literally everywhere. And I know that you were just really singled out on it. I'm like, why? Why?
I used it in a caption on Instagram and there was a comment that was like, it's an anti-black slur. So I was like, oh my God. And I changed it right away. But yeah, anytime I've seen it in every caption almost. Everyone I scroll that has to do with this holiday season in October. Yeah, I go mining in the comments too. That's so funny. I can't believe I just used it.
Okay, we should really get to this interview because it was so much fun. I'm excited about it. I know you're excited about it. Today, we're diking out with editorial director Carinza Cadenas. Carinza's work has appeared in publications like Thrillist, Entertainment Weekly, New York Magazine, and Vanity Fair. She is such a delight. It's been so fun running into her at events and whatnot over the past year. So let's just get into it.
Carinza. Hi, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm very excited to be here finally.
We're recording in person.
Yeah.
I'm feeling alive.
Yes. Just like the old times that lasted three times.
Yes. Got a few of those under our belt before the big Zoom migration.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. This is fun.
It is fun. It's good to have that before the pod banter and that you don't get in on Zoom.
Exactly.
Yeah, Zoom's
all
business.
We've just been hanging out. How about before we get into anything, we ask you the question.
Okay.
Okay, Karine, so what's the gayest thing you did this week?
I went on a date and...
Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been fucking bleak out there. And this wonderful lady and I had the Negroni Spagliato. I'm sorry. It's never going to sound sexy when I say it. But yeah, that was cool.
Okay, so explain for any of our listeners who like don't know the meme. I've had some people be like, wait, what's going on? Why is this gay? Break it down.
Okay, so House of the Dragon, which I assumed was not gay, so I've obviously not been tuning in. The two leads, Olivia Cooke and Emma D'Arcy something, they were having an interview together where they were just like chatting, talking about their favorite drinks. And then Emma, they said that they liked a Negroni. And then Olivia was like, oh, me too. And then Emma was like, Negroni Spagliato. And then... Olivia Cooke or whatever was like, oh yeah, blah blah blah, and then like, I don't know, it just took the internet by storm because the way Emma said it was like so hot.
Yes.
And then literally
it's
after
intoxicating
that,
yes,
yeah,
it's what's your drink of choice?
Yeah.
Negroni Spagliato.
It's so upsetting. And so then
with
it was
Prosecco
just
in it.
All over my timeline.
Yes.
And it was literally the day of this date. And so then we were joking about it and we're like, well, fuck it. We should order them. And we had four of them.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Both were surprisingly not hungover.
That's the magic of this drink.
I think so.
Is House of Dragons gay?
I don't know. And now
I thought it was queer baity.
That's what I've been seeing, but also
I've been
from
seeing
Liza.
It from, yeah, from Bette Porter Gallery. So,
icon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, is this one small, like, gay thing going to make me watch the show? Maybe, but I hate Game of Thrones so much.
Me too.
Yeah, so, don't do it.
I don't
You don't
know.
Have to.
Yeah, I just followed everyone on Instagram a minute after that happened.
That feels like enough.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just don't know if I... Dragons just are never gay enough, I think, is the bottom line.
Yeah. That's straight culture.
I mean, incest culture. rape culture. Yeah. Like, I cannot physically, like, I can't watch it. I get too triggered, but I tried a couple times. And then the lockdown, I tried again, and
couldn't hack it.
No, it's not worth it.
And you can't watch this new one without having seen the original, right?
I don't know. I just hope George R. R. Martin's having like a good time at like the Chateau Marmont, never writing the end of these books. Like, good for him. He's just coasting. Milk and I love that for him.
Yeah. I feel like it hasn't even been a week since this drink has taken queer culture by storm.
No, and it's about to like break into hetero culture, and it's going to be over.
Yeah.
Sorry
yeah.
to those people who are straight.
Well, it was fun while it lasted. By the time this comes out, it's already...
I know.
Yeah.
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 Bette Porter Gallery is blocking anyone who posts any kind of Negroni Spagliato content.
I'm probably getting blocked.
Yeah, once this comes out, you might get blocked. I know you just got added to Close Friends.
I know, but
Liza will never listen to this podcast again.
The whole podcast is blocked.
Yes. Sorry. But we have to talk about the culture. We met sort of because of the culture.
Yes.
In a major way. Some context. A year ago? A little over a year ago?
A little over a year ago. It was because it came out last summer.
Yeah. Yes. L Word. We were on a digital
virtual watch party with some of our patrons.
Yes, we had our patrons join us.
That was a lot of fun. And Alicia Haley popped into our watch room, which was really fun.
Did you know they were doing that? Oh, because Carinza was moderating
the interview post episode.
Yeah, which was like filmed before I think all of the rest of this happened.
Yeah.
So I did not know about any of it.
Yeah. Okay. So Alicia Haley and like some other folks were popping into the rooms. And like, I noticed it, and then I saw maybe one other person noticed it, and then just trying to get everybody's attention.
Because we're watching the show.
Because we're all muted, and I'm just like, Alice Piasecki.
Oh, God. It definitely doesn't have the same, like, resonance that it would, like, in person, obviously. You're like, oh, my God. All over me, L Word, Katie Lang, like, all of the class, like, right here. One package.
That was, I thought... The last time we'd see you, you just disappeared into the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then you came to our L Word watch party at Henrietta Hudson.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I'm always trying to find a wife.
Yes.
Anyone's listening, looking for a wife. So I was with my girl Emma, and we...
Emma Spector, shout out.
Shout out.
Yes.
And just ran into her in LA. That's crazy.
Yeah. The chart.
The chart, man.
But yeah, and then we went because we were like, we love, hate this amazing, ridiculous show. And so then we came and we met you guys and we were like, oh, and then I think we kept coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I became obsessed, but it took us a while to hang.
Yeah.
And I love this girl. I love a Taurus. Every Taurus I've ever met, I've been obsessed with.
Yeah.
Like, I've loved so hard. And I didn't even know you were until recently.
Oh, yeah.
So it always just like checks out when I find out.
See, I'm just learning this, and you already like shot up and
we're Capricorns.
I'm very glad to know that. Like, I didn't know people had such strong feelings about Tauri. Is that right?
I was just talking to a Scorpio, and we were talking about astrology stuff, and Taurus came up, and at the same time, we messaged each other. My favorite sign. It was Sammy. But yeah, good sign.
Okay, cool. Good. Yeah. I think a friend of mine who's a lovely writer. We bonded because we shared the same birthday and are both Tauruses. And so she has told me never date a Taurus man, though. She says that that's
and
very
exactly
bad.
That is my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, interesting. Which I've never dealt with that. So thankfully, so I now know never go into that vein of that situation. So.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of the L Word, the trailer just dropped
today.
As we're recording this. Yes.
I'm so excited.
What also dropped today was a TikTok, a reel from Chrishell from Selling Sunset.
Yeah, Chrishell and G-Flip.
G-Flip and Chrishell are just another couple of celebrity guest stars.
Grifters.
Yeah. Grifters.
Dude, oh, okay.
I think Chrishell's a grifter.
I agree with that, but I did interview G-Flip and they were so lovely.
Yes. We interviewed G-Flip too. G-Flip was lovely.
Yes.
G-Flip is not a grifter.
No.
I don't trust this other person.
Yeah. I mean, I'm also like a little jealous. Like, Chrishell gets to be on the L Word before any of us have been.
That's it.
Like, mostly, like
of
I've
course.
Been watching since I was in college, before I was even out. Like, this is kind of bullshit to me.
That's
but,
where
like,
this attack is coming from.
Yeah. Like, it's coming from inside
place
the house.
Of her.
Like, Yeah. Like if I honeyed my hair lights a little bit more, get some extensions, I just become Chrishell just to be on the L word. Sorry, Chrishell.
Yeah. If Chrishell gets a GLAAD award this year, I'm jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge.
If Chrishell's on the Out 100 up. And we oh have yet.
If Chrishell is on the Out 100, I
will never.
I'm going to handcuff myself leaving. To that building.
I'm leaving the community.
I'll cry and I'd cry laughing. I don't think I'd.
I'll turn straight. You're right. You're right.
You're like, I will date a Taurus man. Well, what we know from the reel is she's playing herself. They're playing themselves because her trailer said Chrishell on it. So
I'm guessing it's going to be some sort of charity benefit or something. Like, didn't they do that like poker night or something in the last season?
Yeah. When everyone seemed to be done with poker.
When everyone Thank was really rude goodness. To Rosie. Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
Yeah. Oh, the poker.
The poker. The poker of last season was very strange.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense. None of these people have ever played poker before.
But also they built it up to be like there was going to be some type of fallout from the poker. It was like, you're not careful enough, Shane. And like the stealing the money from the creepy guy.
And then nothing.
Zero consequences.
Literally the only reason to have poker is to have Helena Peabody back. And they didn't even do that. So what's the fucking point?
Right.
Literally nothing.
Well, I should say that Carinsa and I watched the first two episodes over the weekend.
And you cannot talk about it.
No, we cannot talk about it. But I will say they continue to just pick up like nothing happened with a couple storylines. That's so L-word to be like, so what are you talking L-word. About? We're starting anew.
Yeah. I mean, my favorite like agent of chaos, now Marja and Eileen, my previous favorite agent of chaos.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't know. I'm excited.
They're two different beasts.
Yes. Yeah. But also all the guest stars for the season are hilarious to me. Like Kalani. Kalani seems like, they're playing pop. Like, is it this just Poppy 2.0?
Literally. Like, that's didn't you say, Carolyn, that
like just from like that picture, the trailer? Like, I don't know.
I don't know, but
I thought it was confirmed that that is what we are doing.
Yeah, I don't think so, but that was just the immediate vibe I got.
I haven't seen any screeners, and I don't have any like specific inside information, even though I've tried to get it out of multiple people working on the show, but I feel like, is Shane going into music production? Is this the next evolution of the career? Is that why Fletcher is going to be in the L word? Tried to get information out of Fletcher.
I feel like Fletcher just can do whatever right now. Yeah. Like she's in
Did you see that
Kendall
Payne? Okay, our guest from...
Follow up on the status of Kendall and Fletcher.
Yeah, Kendall Payne's voice, her audio from her TikTok is in the intro to Becky So Hot on Fletcher's tour right now.
Yes. Oh my God.
Our friend blew up on TikTok breaking down Celesbian drama.
I mean, and we need people to do that.
Yeah.
Thank I you think for it's your like service. The line lesbian breakup curse or something.
We love service journalism. Yeah.
Yes. And then I believe Fletcher is using multiple sound bites from different TikToks discussing her love life or her drama.
Not from our red carpet interview.
No, definitely. No, okay. Ours was a little too real. And so Kendall makes a TikTok and stitches another TikTok where you can hear Kendall's voice and is like, Fletcher, babe, that's my voice you're using. Why won't you follow me back? Why won't you give me tickets?
For, like, royalties.
Yeah.
Like,
so Fletcher comments on it, come to a show.
Good.
And she comments back, put me on the list, babe, or something like that. And then Fletcher does follow Kendall back now.
Good.
One of a little over 300. Congrats, Kendall.
Wow.
I just wanted to update everyone because we did have Kendall on recently to talk about.
That's very important.
This journey.
I'm so proud of Kendall. Last night, she went live on Instagram with Jess Henderson and Mila Miles, all past guests of the podcast.
And they were talking
about Mila's review of Fletcher's album because Mila was saying everybody is talking so much about Fletcher.
I might need to listen to this. That's the last I saw. I didn't see this live. I saw Mila being like, I'm going to have
to discuss. Yeah. And I was just dropping bombs into the conversation because my hot take. The lyrics,
choose wisely. Here we go.
Saw you walking sideways. Guess you're getting fucked real good now.
Oh.
Oh. I don't know. Looking at a picture of Becky, do we think she fucks real good? Is that mean? Is that mean to say?
Who is walking sideways, Becky or Shannon?
Shannon's walking sideways.
Oh.
I thought Shannon was doing the fucking.
That's what I would assume.
But we don't know.
You
but
never
we don't
know.
And we're all snowflakes.
Is that?
And we're all special.
Is that Fletcher outing Shannon as a bottom?
Oh. Oh.
Also, who cares?
I know.
We can also take all that out.
No, let's.
I just keep listening to I'm become obsessed with that song. I listen to it every day.
Really?
Multiple times a day. Yeah.
I have so many people who are so many people in my life who are obsessed with that song too.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Allie's obsessed. Allie's been listening to so much Fletcher. But that was ever not even before all this drama when we saw Fletcher perform acoustic at a Stonewall Gives Back Pride kickoff. We became fans, baby.
What are your hopes and dreams for this season of Gen Q?
Oh, my God.
Who should they kill off?
Oh, God. Oh, no, I don't know. I hope nobody, but, you know, who knows with them. I'm just, like, more very curious about all the guest stars for this season. Like, Joey Lord and Adams, hello.
I'm excited
to see you again.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I'm hoping that Alice can kind of, like, find her groove post, like, you know, all of her chaotic relationships from the last like two seasons. I hope Shane keeps it in her pants because I love Jamie Clayton so much.
I know.
I don't want to deal. I don't want to talk about Bette and Tina at all, ever. But Jennifer Beals, hi, call me. I don't know. I don't know. It's just like one of those things. Like I can never have expectations for it because it'll either like, They'll either be higher or lower. I just am always so happy it's back because I find it so comforting, even if when it's like crazy. It's just like my chaotic people, my chaotic lesbian friends are always there for me, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's just one of the funnest things to talk about.
Yeah.
Just because there's always something to talk about. Like there's always something insane going on.
I had a friend who I hadn't heard from in a little bit, and she texted me today for the first time in a couple months that was like a picture of her in a striped shirt and a picture of Finley in a striped shirt from the trailer, and was like, who wore it better? I was like, oh, L Word season's back, bringing everyone back together after like a little slump.
I mean, you know, the impact. I typed L Word trailer earlier today into Twitter, like right after it dropped, and it was like, no, I couldn't tell you anything about what people are talking because it's in so many languages. This is worldwide. Like, I don't know Portuguese. And
Jennifer Beals is
talking.
Ms. Worldwide, much like Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide. I love it. I love to hate it.
I hope Finley stays sober.
Yeah.
I hope like, I don't know. I just can see that whole like entanglement of people. And I hope that they give like, I think that Leo Shang is so talented and I hope they give Leo some more to do.
Justice for Leo. Justice for the treatment of alcoholism. that kind of was not great last season.
It made like no actual sense.
No. And it seems like from the trailer that we're going to get some more mental health stuff funneled through Finley and Carrie's relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting that we have shows like Gen Q, which is obviously a roller coaster. I mean, I don't want to. It is what it is. We're getting a third season of it. Who knows if this is the last one?
Because we thought
be a fourth.
The last one was going to be the last one.
Ooh, yeah, I mean, they waited a while on that renewal.
Yeah.
And then we have a show like A League of Their Own that comes out.
Which I just started.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm like midway through.
It is the perfect show. It's so good. Season two hasn't been announced yet. They still don't know.
I just heard Abby on a podcast this week say like, we don't know.
Yeah. And they got like a lot of people to watch it. A lot of press, like great reviews of it. And we don't know if we'll get a season two, but like people don't talk about it the way like have we become so like comforted and like so used to like trashy content that that's like what we're into and what we get obsessed with, like that we
things. I think maybe it's just the time of like the last 3 years have been rough, and sometimes I think that that's just what people are gravitating to in like times of like distress.
The L Word.
Yeah,
I think of the generations involved too. Like, and it's just like a pillar.
Yeah.
So much of a institution.
Yeah.
Like,
And maybe and hopefully a League of Their Own could like become that in its own terms, because yeah, it's great. It looks great. Roberta Calandrez, I can't like emotionally talk about.
Yeah.
Like it has like just, you know, I haven't finished it yet, but like it's very delightful. I think it's just like more serious in a way that maybe isn't like as like in your face and doesn't have like all of these like flashy guest stars. But and like I hope like do young people know A League of Their Own?
Yeah. I
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm old.
I'm like, wait a minute. Young people know about
people
it.
Watch
I think it's
it.
One
continue
of those movies.
It's important. It has to be.
Yeah.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Speaking of Roberta Calandrez, we all saw Kate.
We all speaking of her girlfriend.
Oh my god, her girlfriend. I can't.
Kate, a perfect show. Kate Berland as Kate.
Kate Berland is a perfect human.
One woman show is what we're talking about.
I got to see it on the last day of its run.
It's if it comes back, everyone needs to see it.
It's just a fun ride.
Yeah. It's unlike nothing I think
it's
I've
genius.
Really seen.
Yeah. It's smart. It's fun.
It's super insightful, especially towards the end, I think, too.
Yeah. I just love that now she's a queer icon.
I mean,
welcome.
Always.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, the outfit she wears in the show is very...
She looks so good.
Queer. Very bi-culture.
It's very bi-culture.
Yeah, it really is.
Yes.
It's like these jeans, the bisexual black boots. This belt, the black tank, ribbed tank.
Yeah.
When you walk into the theater, it is on display in a display case.
It's truly like just such a perfect show. And if like, I don't know if you guys have watched the special she did with John Early, but yes, that's also perfect.
That especially is bi-culture.
That
I saw
is bi-culture.
Some tweet that was like, that special is for bisexuals who are prescribed meds for their ADD, but never take it.
That's me. Like when she's like all like hairs all slicked back, like hitting on John in that one like skit.
Oh yeah, when she's kind of in drag.
Yeah, I've watched it 4 times because I might have a problem. And my friends are like, like, you're horned up right now about this Kate character, this Kate character, this Kate character. And I was like, hey, but yeah, you're right. Like, don't call me out, but yes, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a new queer icon on our hands, obviously.
Yes, bi-con.
Ugh. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Kareen says bye.
Yeah.
Important. She's a bisexual.
Oh.
Why are you looking at me like...
No. I thought you said she says bye, and I was like, wait,
we're done.
Oh, yeah.
She just kind of wanted to get on here, let everyone know she's single, and we're done.
Well, I would think like asking for a, well, I mean, I guess not. I'm just open to whoever seems cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
You said it's been tough out there dating?
Yeah. I think it's just like a weird time.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, it's just weird. I think the vibes are weird, but I guess the vibes have been weird, but it feels like the apps are not good right now. I think it's just a weird ebb and flow of stuff. Like, I have no idea why, but it's not great.
Do you mostly meet people through apps?
Yeah, but not really. It just really depends. It also depends on like the mood. Like I'll make my gay male friends be like, come with me to Cubbyhole. We always go to your spots. And then I'll just like silently look at women and not speak to them. And then they'll play like Taylor Swift. And then I'll get really into that. And then we're like, well, we have to go, Kareen, so just embarrassed herself at Cubbyhole to like All Too Well 10-minute version.
10-minute.
Obviously, 10-minute version is very important. So yeah, I mean, I think it just depends like on the environment and whatever, but like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sucks.
Have you had any particularly bad dates?
Let's go.
Well, I definitely had a man like mansplain like Alfred Hitchcock to me within the last several months. And that was like, okay.
Just like filmmaker as a concept, or like a certain movie or
just as like his favorite director.
Okay.
And I was like, sick. Like, let me get it. I've never heard of him before. Yeah, I don't know. So that was probably like the worst one. I've gone on like some decent dates, but like, you know, it's like they didn't want to hang out again. So maybe I'm the bad part of the equation. Who can say? But yeah, we're just like, I don't know. I'm just going to hang out and see what happens, I think, mostly.
I mean, I was at a party with you and saw you make out with a very hot young thing. This, like, super hot dyke with a drawn-on mustache that was DJing this party.
Whoa, that's a type.
And I was like...
Okay, that was, that was a weird surge of confidence.
Yeah,
that
I mean, you're always talking about how it's hard out here, and like you can't just like, it's hard for you to just launch into. So she fully, we're all on a couch, and you turn and you guys start making out. Like, I'm gonna go. I don't.
I don't know. Maybe the mezcal hit in like the right way, but yeah, that was a. I would like to say it's out of character, but it does happen occasionally. And I'm always like, good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you. But maybe now it'll just take like 6 months or something for something like that to happen again.
Do you notice your like approach or mindset for a date changes depending on the gender of the person you're dating?
Yeah, sometimes I think like I do actually feel more comfortable when I'm on dates with women because like I think I can like express myself in ways that I think straight men just don't understand or like intimidated by.
Through Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, definitely. Or Harry Styles. But I mean, I think it obviously just depends on the person, of course. But yeah, I mean, I think I don't though necessarily like censor myself regardless of like gender or sexual orientation or like whatever.
Yeah.
And right now I'm like I'm open to pretty much anything, but I think that's maybe why I don't get a lot of second dates with dudes. Well, I just remember when I lived in LA, I went out with a guy who told me I reminded him of all of his gay male friends, and oh. regardless, and we never hung out again, which was fine. He seemed kind of like not, it was not a thing that would have worked or happened really anyways. But I always think about that whenever I go out on dates with straight cis men.
Yeah, relate to that.
Yeah. But we are who we are.
Yeah. I don't know if about you, but when I first was like, oh, I'm queer, most of my friends were gay guys.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm entering the culture, but I would just go to their things
Never
have any traction, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so that's like trying to force like
all your references are theirs too. Yeah. So then you become sort of a gay guy and you're like, who wants to quote Tu Wong Fu? Like, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like that's just always been my experience ever since I was like younger too. Like I've just, those are just the spaces I've always like sort of been in since I was like a teenager. So it's just like such a part of my personality. Like it's kind of like, well, if you don't like it,
where were you a teenager?
In Northern California.
Yeah. What's your origin story? Go into it.
I grew up in Northern California. We moved to Spokane, Washington, a very place when I was 16. And yeah, I don't know. I guess that's like sort of it.
Why is it ew?
It's just this like kind of gross, like white supremacy, like
learning more about that
middle, like
lately,
like
Washington,
yeah, Oregon, place in like the middle, like it's like on the eastern side of the state, and it's just kind of like very bigoted and kind of gross. But when I moved there as a kid, like as a teenager, it was huge because where we grew up in Northern California was like so small. So I was like, oh my God, there's a Target here and a Nordstrom's. Maybe they'll have Marc Jacobs clothing there. They didn't. And not like I could get them anyways or afford them now either. But yeah, so I think that's kind of it. Like I've grown, you know, mostly spent like a lot of my grew up on the West Coast and then went to college and grad school in the Midwest. And I have a deep fondness and affinity for the Midwest.
Ranch. So,
yeah, that too.
What did you study?
English. Actually, technically, I have a degree in poetry, which is real funny. But yeah, English and I have a master's degree in cultural studies.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
She's a cool girl.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Just nerdy more than anything else.
Poetry.
Poetry. I know. And I was like, when was the last time your dumbass ever wrote a poem? And I was like in my 20s, probably in college.
I didn't know about the poetry. No, I did. But I was going to say, I made an arbitrary rule at one point where no poets were allowed on the podcast.
I am not a poet. And I think that that's a really good rule to have.
Make eye contact with you when she said that.
I know.
I was
you
like,
looked
this
away.
Gonna get awkward.
got ready to fight you, then remembered you're my friend. And no, it's so funny because I minored in creative nonfiction writing and concentrated on poetry and wrote so much poetry.
Oh yeah, we're in all my early 20s. Worst enemies, like lit.
Well, so I'm
now
coming out.
We know.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. It stems from somewhere.
It all makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm glad I could come out in this way. And you.
Yeah.
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 We're out and proud.
I mean, at least I didn't get a Sylvia Plath. The only one helpful thing a straight man has ever done for me is told me to never get a Sylvia Plath like line of poetry tattoo. And he was a friend. And I was like, you're making some really, really good points, sir. And I didn't do it. And thank God for that.
Yeah. You got a much more fun one. You got Strangers with Candy.
Yeah, my favorite tattoos. Show of all time. I have multiple Strangers with Candy tattoos.
What? And it also feels like bi culture. Did you see her walk in the apartment and immediately clock my Strangers with Candy art?
Like Amy Sedaris is my hero.
Love that.
I can't. Like I've been in like the same room as her like a couple of times. Will not talk to her because she's just too great. She's monumental to me. Like she's myth making at this point.
What would
like,
you even say to her?
I don't
if
even
you
know.
Did,
like, I have like multiple strangers with candy tattoos like a psycho. And there's more I want to get, honestly. But yeah, it's like my favorite show of all time.
Yeah. My mom's obsessed with David Sedaris.
I mean, aren't we all?
We all are.
Yeah.
She sends me essays and stories. I'm like, yeah, that's what I was reading in high school before you got, like,
that's,
I got
so cute.
Into it first, mom. Like, because a good, my mom learned English by like listening to a lot of public radio. Like I suggested it when she was studying for her citizenship test. But that was like kind of how she got into David Sedaris. And I was like, well, if you like him, maybe you'll like Amy. And that's kind of going over her head. Like,
it's a very different,
very different Sedaris.
Very, very much. But like that whole family is so fascinating to me.
Know.
I'm obsessed with them. Like everything.
Yeah.
Ugh. Love.
Legend.
Love. Legendary.
Legend. Is there any like movie? Are they? I just went to Google it, but I don't have to in the moment. That was me being curious out loud in my ADD.
About Amy?
Yeah. About just doing a reboot or something.
Oh my God. There's no way Strangers with Candy can get made today. Absolutely not. No. I mean, I'm hoping that we'll get something else. I know At Home got canceled, I think, from True TV, but hopefully they'll do something else soon.
Yeah.
But.
Are there any shows on the horizon that you're excited about?
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I watched the trailer today for Emily Blunt's The English, and it's basically like her revenge cowboy thriller.
Okay.
And it looks really good.
Ooh, I didn't see that.
Yes. Yeah,
it's going to be on Amazon. That looks great. I'm obsessed with Los Espookies, which I'm watching right now.
It's on my list.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite things.
I need to watch the second season.
The second season is even weirder and better. I have such a crush on Anna Fabrega. Obviously, me, everybody else.
Yes. Anna Fabrega did one of our Stonewall shows once, and I didn't know what to expect, and I'm glad. And I think it was a very weird moment for everybody in the best way possible.
Yeah, I mean, just the writing on that show is so good, and I'm so obsessed with it. My brain doesn't exist anymore, so I'm obsessed with Bachelor in Paradise, which is currently
I'm watching
on.
That.
Oh my God.
I gave up on Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, no. But Bachelor in Paradise,
ago, but
is
I got,
like,
it brought me back with Paradise. Yeah. I'll watch.
Paradise I'll watch because it's crazy. And at least I'm like, okay, my like million, like 4.5 hours a week at least feel like more fruitful, I guess, in some like weird way. Although this season, I need Ashley and Jared to go. I don't need a married couple on the island.
There's a couple that both were on Bachelor and Bachelorette respectively, came on Bachelor in Paradise. Ashley was obsessed with this guy, Jared. She was famously a virgin and just had her eyes set on him, kind of would chase him away. Like, he was very resistant to her for some time.
Interesting. I just find them very irritating right
now. Now they're married with a kid, and the franchise has brought them back to give them, like, alone time away from their baby.
Yeah.
And it's just them being like, we have the boom boom room for the night,
and then they keep falling
and they're
asleep.
Just like falling asleep or farting all over each other, and they're like, we're old and boring now, we're not watching
and they're
for
like,
that
I'm definitely older than both of them.
I know,
probably.
Yeah.
Which is like horrifying to me.
Ashley's 34.
I don't want to. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, Bachelor in Paradise bringing me a lot of like joy and also chaos, because this week's episode was so stressful towards the end. I was like,
I haven't seen the Tuesday one yet. Because, yeah, it's Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yep. Yeah, it's a commitment. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's anything. I mean, obviously, the L Word.
Are you going to watch the new Tegan and Sarah show?
Yes, and I've heard it's amazing.
Really?
I just have not.
It comes out Friday.
Yeah. I just haven't got to it because I've had
Clea
like for it. I mean, Clea, I don't want to talk about Clea either, but like that's probably my route.
So when this comes out, it will already be out streaming on, what are they calling it? It used to be
Freevee.
It used to be IMDb TV. Yeah. And I hadn't heard, like, I just knew it was coming out, but I hadn't heard anything about it. But I think because of Happiest Season, I've been like a little bit like,
I have a soft spot for that movie.
What?
I mean, sorry.
I would watch it every year, but,
with different expectations. Yeah. It was not what I thought it was going to be.
No.
It ticked every box. Like going into it, I was, Yeah.
But it's not like it was like a complete disaster. Like I still think it's an enjoyable watch. It's just like wildly problematic and not the story anybody wanted. But
No.
Tegan and Sarah, like, I read their high school book. I think the two of them are so funny.
Yeah,
and
great.
So creative that with them. And I think Clea DuVall, like, has done a lot of great stuff in her career. So, yeah. And the casting for it, too, seems so good. I'm very, very excited for this nostalgia hole that I'm going to fall into watching.
I mean, I was just hooked alone by that trailer when, like, the very first trailer when they, like, sing the song about, like, Tegan not going to school. And I was just, like, weeping. Like, yeah. I was like, I'm going to fucking love this show. I'm really excited for it. I think I'm going to like it a lot. And I've just been hearing, like, really universally good things about it.
So. I wonder how they're going to represent all the acid they did. Because the book the book is, like, 60% them talking about all the acid they did in high school. That they were just doing acid, like, every
I was
week,
surprised
at least
that's wild. I did not know
they did
that.
So many drugs,
so much acid. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I was not expecting that from the book. I also wasn't expecting just like how fraught the relationship was and how they like weren't out to each other and they were going through the it's really crazy, like a very interesting story. So I'm so glad that it's being made and brought to screen.
Yeah, I'm so excited for it.
So much good TV.
Speaking of roots, my root has been in the news, in the media. Okay, Jamie Lee Curtis has been on a press tour. Yeah.
Also, that New York Times picture.
That's what
of
I wanted
her
to bring up. The New York Times. She's posing in, is she in, it's not a bikini, but in a bathing suit.
In a bathing suit.
Yeah, in black and white. And they're, it's
so
very
good.
Moody, sexy.
Okay, I need to know.
Her hands on her face like so. Like,
was it True Lies? Was it her
that
striptease
was my,
in True Lies?
That
was up there for me.
Gay awakening.
Yeah.
The first time I masturbated.
Oh my God, work. Mine was, I think, Madonna's Take a Bow video.
Yes. That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it. It's like that Leonardo DiCaprio scribbling in the his journal in Romeo plus Juliet with the, like, Clea DuVall hair.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Did you guys see there's a lot of content being made right now, like TikTok and Reels, about how Party City is doing a lot of 90s costumes. And it's triggering for us millennials because it's just, you know, a windbreaker that we may have had. But they have one and it's 90s heartthrob wig. And it's the Clea DuVall hair. It's the middle part mushroom cut.
Love it.
Yeah. That's it's like Nokia props.
I'm just going to get that to wear at Cubbyhole.
I was going to say, I was like, I'm sure, like, I haven't seen that in Bushwick yet, but I feel like any day. Imminent.
What else did they have? One's just a slip dress, okay? That's the costume. Like, it's like, you could just go, this stuff is back in vogue now. You can just go to
Are you seeing the Jamie photos?
So I pulled up the Jamie photos, and honestly, I can't because Jamie Lee Curtis looks a lot like my Aunt Kathy. Like my
That's
whole
the
life,
only reason I'll accept.
My whole it's life, great. People have always told her she looks like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Fishnets, bathing suit.
Hot.
Smoldering look. Like, look at this.
This is my Aunt Kathy's face.
Okay.
Like, this is very trippy for
me. Maybe you should
me.
Introduce us to your Aunt Kathy. I mean,
especially now that my Aunt Kathy has like short gray hair. It's like, it's too. Oh,
come through Aunt Kathy.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, take a bow.
Take a bow. I'll show that music video to people and I'm like, why am I doing this? This seems too erotic to just show to people. Yeah. But it is like a great music video.
I have it in a PowerPoint presentation where it's just like being like, how was I allowed to watch
this? Oh, yeah.
Like, and this is the moment that made me get right
well,
there.
And then
like,
Madonna did that TikTok this week.
Okay.
And I was with Carinza at that party the day it came out and everyone's talking about it. Like, did you see this TikTok? Did you see Madonna came out? And I'm like, no, how did I miss this?
Yeah.
And then everyone's pulling it up on their phones. I'm like, oh my God, I saw
Madonna.
This, but I scrolled past it because I had no idea it was Madonna.
Yeah.
I did not recognize her. And that always happens every time she's back up, you know.
So many people can't recognize, like, there are fans of Madonna, like people like me who have been following the evolution for a while, so we're well aware of like how tragic it's been the past 5 years or so. But a lot of people haven't thought of Madonna since like Ray of Light.
Which is kind of crazy because she still had some, I'm sorry, Confessions of a Dance Floor. Straight Fire.
Yes. I mean, one of her best albums, for sure. But people think about her, you know, a little bit before that. If you show like an adult a picture of Madonna, they're like, "What? No,
I don't think my mom
like
would
recognize." It's like very confusing for people.
Yeah,
no.
And then I think like a lot of Gen Z people, she's just like so not relevant to them. But do people actually think that she was like, quote, coming out and not just like Madonna-ing?
I kind of think it's just Madonna.
She's teasing a new album release. No,
she's been around, so I would assume there's something happening. But I also like Madonna's gonna Madonna, like you said. Like I just don't like really think like.
I mean, she's had sex with women.
Oh, obviously,
she's been hanging out with Miss Me, the street artist, who's very hot. You don't see her face; that's her whole thing. But like, they've been hanging out a lot.
But also, together. Also, Madonna's always with like her 25-year-old boy toys. You know?
But also, Jenny Shimizu used to like be flown out around the world to like meet her on tour also, to hot. Have sex. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jenny.
Yeah,
hot.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think Madonna's just Madonna-ing, but I think it was like...
I think the reaction to it is, well, it's exactly what she wanted. She's so desperate for attention, and I say that with love.
Madonna's all of us.
We say that as people desperate for attention.
We're all on a podcast right now.
no judgment there, but... Jess Rothschild sent me that there was like a blind item from Des Moines or something about basically like her movies... probably never gonna get made, that the studio
because she was supposed to direct it. Madonna was,
well, she wrote it. I don't know if she was insisting on directing it. It was the one like Diablo Cody wrote the first draft with her, but then was fired.
Like in COVID when like Madonna kept like putting like social media up and it looked like Diablo Cody was like in
torture.
A hostage situation.
It
was misery.
So funny.
It was so incredible.
It really did seem like a hostage situation.
It really did. It's like Diablo blinked twice, like there's no way. But I had heard Madonna was supposed to direct it.
I want that Oprah interview. I want Oprah interviewing Diablo Cody about her time with Madonna in COVID, writing that movie. The stories have to be... I mean, I'm sure she signed like NDA on NDA on NDA, but it's
I want
had
that
to have been nuts.
In written form. Let it sink in. I need to read about that.
I want to like learn how to hack just to like get a copy of this script. Like I need to know how bad it is that nobody's touching it.
Well, I was talking with friends and we were saying that we would rather see the documentary of the making of the Madonna movie.
Okay, I'll watch
Madonna
movie. Yeah.
Because there was supposedly that like insane like dance boot camp that Julia Garner and like Alexa Demi and like Sydney Sweeney and all the girlies were like in, which like honestly sounds like a great music video to me. Like Madonna's arm. Me music video or something. I don't know if that movie is gonna see the light of day, but Julia Garner was cast, and at what was it, the last award show, the Emmys, she had looked like she had Madonna hair happening. So maybe it is, maybe Madonna's not directing it, which would be
good.
So maybe Madonna finally was like, okay, I'm gonna focus on my TikToks, directing my TikToks. And she's like, I'm gonna let someone else direct my movie because Julia Garner is great. And maybe we'll get a Madonna movie that we're all very happy with.
Maybe. I like the one that was kind of like the documentary about her early days in New York, but they had that this like kind of unknown actress who looks just like Madonna. Yeah, I forget the name of it, but it's about like her early days in New York and the band that she was in when she first moved here. And it was more like a rock band and she played the drums.
Oh, that's cool.
And they reenact a bunch of it and it's really good. Anyway, Madonna's just Madonna.
Yeah.
It's... nothing to panic over.
No, but I think that there has been like so many TikToks this week about like the green couch, like the bisexual green couch.
That's the more.
Oh, that's right.
That's what's worth talking about is the green couch.
Because like Shay Mitchell did it, but Shay Mitchell's talked about being bi forever. And I don't think
that's what I thought. Okay.
Ever played a straight character, if you think about it.
It's been a big week for people saying things we already thought we knew.
That's what I. Okay. So Shay Mitchell, I was like, I thought that this.
Yeah.
Was a thing.
Yeah. Because then you think about it and like none of her characters have ever been like fully straight.
By the way, did anybody watch the Pretty Little Liars
it's
reboot?
It's so good.
Is it?
I love it so much.
Okay, okay. I was saving it to watch.
It's so great.
I was saving it to watch with my crew that I watched the original one with, but we haven't been able to get our act together.
It's super queer. It's like very like slasher movie-ish.
Well, there goes my weekend.
It's so fun. It's from the creator of Riverdale and one of the creators of Sabrina.
Of course.
It also is giving me Rust Belt horror vibes, which I'm like dig. It's great. I loved it so much. I can't wait for season two. Jordan Gonzalez is on it. Whoo, heartthrob. I think that him and Malia Pyles are dating in real life and they play, they're a couple in the show. And I'm like very fangirl, even though like I'm like, I don't like, I'm like millions of years, like I'm a dinosaur and they're beautiful, like youthful, like actors.
Is Riverdale still on?
Yeah, girl, it's in its final season. I might have to tune back in because it's final season.
Yeah, because I dropped off after second season.
I mean, too much has happened in the Riverdale universe to even get in to right now.
Yeah.
But I think I might have to go back.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Lost. We have to go back for the final season of Riverdale.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think, and then Emirata with the green couch.
Yeah, Z-Way posted a reel with Emirata saying big, or no, did she already do another couch?
She did a green couch of her own, yes. And then Z-Way
posted. And then they did one together. No, and it wasn't a green couch, but she just captioned it.
Yeah.
Green couch. And there was like green
dumplings or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like if, hey, Emirata, you want to go to Cubby? Like, I don't know, like, let's hang out. I thought her book was very good. Welcome.
Yeah.
I also had a green couch, which I recently threw out because it was from Wayfair and garbage. Or else it would still be there.
Have I ever had a green couch?
I've had a green couch
in Chicago.
But it wasn't
I had one, but it wasn't velvet. Exactly. Yeah. I've always wanted one. And I have a green velvet headboard in my bedroom.
That's basically the same thing.
That I've always wanted in couch form. And I have green velvet curtains in that bedroom too.
Oh.
That match the headboard.
I need like a whole, like, I feel like I need for like our people. Like, I need a whole, like, What are the aesthetics that I've already like succumbed to that I don't even know?
Yeah.
like green velvet, and I'm sure there's something else in my apartment that I'm just like, oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I think we need more decor related,
right?
Yeah,
signaling.
I'm bad at TikTok, but now I'm like, maybe I will go and like go down the green couch like rabbit hole and see like
what else is happening. See what in else those is interiors. Going on.
Yeah. Like, I just, like, what can my future bisexual palace look like?
Yes.
My bisexual Bushwick basement palace.
That's a nice spot.
Well, as we wrap up here, one question we want to ask you is, as a community, what are we not diking out about enough?
I mean, I'm going to say Harry Styles because I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah. You are.
Let's
unpack it.
I don't know how to unpack it. I think it's like also like I never saw any boy bands when I was like super into boy bands. And so One Direction was like the first boy band I saw
Like
as
live.
Like an adult live. Uh-huh. Like I never saw Backstreet Boys or NSYNC because where I grew up in Northern California was like too small.
Yeah.
To host concerts. So I don't know. I fell in love with Run Direction like before I turned like in my like late 20s and
Harry was always your favorite.
Harry was always my favorite, but like, you know, we'd waffle like between him and like Zayn.
I was gonna say that's where I went.
Yeah.
Zayn. Yeah. Zayn's the one.
But yeah, Harry's solo stuff like I just like really love, and you know, like Don't Worry Darling, not a good movie, but I think that Harry's not great acting is the least of the problems of that movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen My Policeman yet, so I can't. But I don't know. I might just be too Harry-pilled to have like an act, like like have like a diplomatic answer, like a real answer, because he's just like, it's like when they say you have like worms in your brain because you have a cat, which I do. Like, I think I have like similar Harry worms. Like my Harry worms and my cricket worms, which is the name of my cat, are all like meshed.
Yeah.
And you can't just untangle it at this point.
But I mean, you can say that he had not great acting. I haven't seen the movie yet.
I know. Yeah. I still haven't yet.
Oh my God.
Because I'm so on the fence. Like I saw Bros instead. And
I
I'm
do
glad
need
I
to go see that. I really want
so
to.
So good.
Yeah. I saw that instead.
I don't think he's bad per se. I think that my thing after reading all of the drama and everything, I just don't think that there is a role that could encompass both Harry and Shia LaBeouf. Like, in what world is a role that is originally cast by Shia LaBeouf something that Harry is going to do?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Right.
And so I'm like hoping for my policeman might be like different because like that he's was playing gay. Him. Yeah. And that's him like all along. Like he was never like it was never like a recasting or like whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but he doesn't need my defense. Like he's doing great. So, but yeah, I don't know. I just think he just seems like a really lovely man, and I love his music and I love his outfits and I don't know. I just love him so much.
I find him very likable. I feel like he's always showing, like, Instagram always wants me to look at Harry Styles. I'm like, I guess.
On your discovery. Yeah.
I mean, I'm fucking with the new Louis single really hard. So I've been joking to anyone who will listen to me, because attention, obviously, that my midlife crisis is going to be then I become a Louis fan and totally redecorate my apartment because I have a lot of Harry memorabilia in my apartment. And then I just suddenly, instead of buying a Lamborghini, I am like suddenly a Louis Tomlinson fan. But we'll see. The album comes out soon. So maybe we'll that's going to happen.
I love that I haven't seen Don't Worry, Darling, but I am planning a Halloween costume that is Florence Pugh's Venice Valentino purple number knockoff.
I mean, that's a great costume. And I mean, Miss Flo, we love, we stand. And honestly, if you need a reason to see Don't Worry, Darling, Miss Flo, I was so horny for her, like, by the end.
She's great. And she has posted a lot about Iran and did very quickly.
Good.
And was, like, one of the first celebrities I saw to raise awareness, like, multiple slides on her stories. Shout out.
Yes. We love that.
I really want to see it, though. Don't Worry, Darling. I'm just so curious, but I don't know if it's worth the ticket. I will say, when I was on a show in L.A., three comedians had jokes trashing Don't Worry, Darling, right? And then I go up, and then another comic goes up, and then the headlining comic is like, all right, you've seen him on Don't Worry, Darling. Like, he was in the movie Asif Ali. So funny.
That's very
Everyone
funny.
Everyone had anti-material. Yeah.
You know? But,
wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to see his like last show at Madison Square Garden, and it's very magical. He creates like a very nice sense of community at his concerts. Like, I don't know. I love him. Even when I saw him in like 2020, he made sure like everyone stayed masked. Like, he requested that. It was like a thing that like played before the concert and during, and everyone was masked. Like, no one took a mask off. And I found that like very like,
I've seen TikToks of him making nice gestures to like super fans in the pit. Like,
he loves the dads that go to his shows, which I always think is so
cute.
He
seems not real, right?
Yeah, no, I agree with that too.
Yeah. Like, there's like Ryan Seacrest, like, and not like that I'm, he's like Ryan Seacrest, but the way, and like Ryan Seacrest also kind of seems like unreal, and the way
but
that
Ryan
he
Seacrest
does
is creepy.
But yeah. but where he's just kind of like this machine who's been programmed to do
Harry
one thing.
Is like my probably like weird science, or it's like I just rewatched Practical Magic and like I didn't know that I cast a spell from my book Teen Wiccan, like and like was like, I wished for Harry, for this man with like one blue eye, one green eye, and it's like actually like I wished for Harry somehow or something, like when I was like pouring tea into dirt at a sleepover in seventh grade because I thought it was gonna make someone fall in love with me. But hey, maybe I'd try it again, who can say.
I gotta see a show.
Yeah, you got to. Highly recommend. He's playing everywhere
right
currently, so he's about to be in LA for Halloween.
Is it like the same appeal as Timothy Chalamet?
Oh, yeah. I have a big Timmy thing.
Yeah.
Most people who have a Timmy thing have a Harry thing.
Yeah.
I've found in my bisexual research.
I mean, I find both to be extremely
likable. Why are you wearing glasses now in a lab coat? Like, she just did a quick outfit change.
Yeah. Very similar.
Yeah. I think. Yeah.
What is that? We need a word for it.
I think it also, I think it goes back to Leonardo DiCaprio and Romeo plus Juliet scribbling in that goddamn journal. At least for me.
I think it goes into like this not toxic version of masculinity.
Oh,
or like this, they're so secure in their masculinity that they don't feel like they have to adhere to norms. And that's like, I mean, a very obvious thing that they have in common. But I think that's so appealing and so attractive, yeah. especially to women, because it feels so non-threatening.
Yeah. So yeah. don't fuck it up like Leo did, guys.
Oh,
yeah.
See,
don't.
Yeah, Leo grew up into like this
gross. Did
guy
you see
that looks like
him
he
with...
chews cigars for lunch. Like, I don't know.
He's just Jack Nicholson now.
He is Jack Nicholson now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah.
I was like, you stay away from Greta.
Well, yeah.
that picture of them together, oh, Greta Thunberg.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't see that.
Stay away.
Gnar.
No.
I mean, stay away from Gigi.
Yep.
No.
But, well, Gigi's a mother. I feel like that automatically makes her not viable for him.
Last time I was on an airplane, somebody was watching that Romeo and Juliet, and I was just watching over from my seat. I'm like, I don't need to hear it. I just need to look at Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, so good. One of the best.
Do for a rewatch. I mean,
so
one of the best movie soundtracks of all time.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, yes, yes.
Karinza, where can people follow you on social media?
They can follow me at Karinza Cadenas. Should I spell that out, or are they going to be people who are going to be
able to find it? We'll link it.
Okay. You can follow me at Karinza Cadenas on both Twitter and Instagram.
She's verified.
Oh, God. It doesn't mean anything.
I tagged you in something, and my cousin in Iran was like, can you ask your friend how she got the check mark? Because I'm trying to get it for my Michael Jackson fan club. Like,
honestly, that might be...
Well, he does lead huge following in Iran, the Iran fans of Michael Jackson page. So if you could, you know, help me help him.
Okay, I'll look into
who
it.
Who is that helping ultimately? I don't know.
We can look into it.
Yes.
You can follow us at Dyking Out on Instagram, which is the only place where we're really active.
That's it.
You can follow me at TGI Carolyn.
You can follow me at Melody Kamali.
Thanks so much for diking out with us.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care. Dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.